Hello and welcome to today's episode of FD Capital's podcast. I'm Adrian Lawrence and today I'm talking about the IR35 status determination. This is part of the IR35 regulations that came in and now apply for all contracts that started after April 21. So for every contract that's incepts after 21, and there needs to be a determination made of the IR35 status. And once that determination's made, all parties get a copy of the status determination statement, which is basically a document that explains the reasons and rationale behind the determination. This whole area has brought with it a mini industry. In fact, there are many online web tools that help you determine the status of a contract. And actually, HMRC has got its own, which they call CEST, C-E-S-T, or Check Employment Status for Tax. And whilst their website states that if you have a determination that you've saved at the time of using that tool, they'll stand behind it, there's actually legal cases where determinations have been challenged, and the guide, whilst helpful, isn't very comprehensive. There's maybe a dozen or a few more questions, but that's nowhere near enough to cover every situation or eventuality. So what's the situation if you're working with FD Capital and IR35? Well, as our name suggests, we're a finance director and CFO boutique, so we specialise in CFOs and finance directors on a part-time, interim and permanent basis. And the issue with a finance director or CFO role is it's an office holder role. So in fact, it really can't be anything other than inside IR35. And really that's because if you're a board member, company secretary, or you're presented to external parties as such, then really you're an officer of the company, so there's no alternative other than for IR35 to apply. So if it does, there's really two options. Either you go on the payroll of the employer, and some of our contractors do that, or you go on the payroll of our umbrella partner, and then they make the deductions accordingly. So just keep that in mind. So when we offer you a role or discuss an opportunity with you, you need to be aware what your day rate is inside and outside IR35. So then there's no misunderstandings or disappointment if your take home pay isn't what you're expecting. Our partner currently is Clarity Umbrellas. You're really a really great friendly outfit. And we can make that introduction and they can chat you through the process and help you get a calculation for what your day rate means based on your own particular tax situation and circumstances. But not all contracts are outside of or inside of IR35, some are outside. And really that depends on the nature of the work. So if you're a genuine contractor, you're not going in as a finance director, you're going in as a consultant perhaps to help on a particular project or sort a particular issue out, then it could well be the case that you're outside IR35. And the sort of criteria that help us make that determination is whether the client has the right to reject a substitute, if that substitute gets paid, if the client has any opportunity to move you from the task you were assigned initially or contracted to do, how the work is done, where it's done, for example, if you're working from home or if you're working in their office, do you determine your own working hours or does the client? Have you got more than one contract running? Do you use your own equipment? And those type of options. If you've got management responsibility is another one of those. So we've got a good article on our, well, a good page on our website, which is fdcapital.co.uk/IR35-status-determination. and that walks you through an example which is inside IR35 and an example which is outside to give you the sort of answers and the sort of role or what how the role will actually need to be for you to be outside of IR35. And occasionally there are roles which are both. So some of our FDs and CFOs are multi-skilled. So for example, my background, search marketing, as well as being a CFO. So very occasionally I'll work for clients where some of the time I'll be their FD or CFO, but other time I'll be advising as an SEO consultant. And in which case there is two separate contracts, two separate sets of invoices, and one part of that contract's inside IR35, being the FD CFO role, and the other part's outside, where I'm a genuine contractor. So it can be the case that you can be both. But as you might imagine, because we're an FD CFO boutique, a lot of our contracts now are inside IR35. So if you're interested in finding an FD or CFO, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Please reach out to us at any time on 0203 287 9501 or visit our website at www.fdcapital.co.uk, and we'd love to speak to you. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of the day and take care. We'd love to hear from you.